All right, let's go. Ayo, we're three hot guys sharing our opinions because we're special and different. Gold medals, we're winning. Can't help it if we're burdened by our intellect. You can play checkers while we pretend we know the rules to chess. The council has spoken, and we are the chosen. Your nose is broken because I broke it.
Ouch, this sucks.
And we are back with another episode of Will of the Council. I'm your host, Joseph Rothschild. We've got Jordan in the booth.
Hi. It's me.
We've got Danny facing down the hordes of unwashed students at Columbia University.
There's too many of them. Get the mustard gas.
And of course, we've got Becky on the ones and twos. How are y'all holding up? It's been a bit of a week, huh?
Well, a college great, student buddy. Threw like a piece of paper at me, so I shot them.
This is going to come out a week from now, so like, if there has been a Kent State-style shooting by now, sorry, guys. I mean...
Yeah, sorry. We can't predict the future, but maybe I should
oh, but
be
I
more...
think maybe we can. I think
yeah,
maybe
I was gonna
we
say.
Can.
Yeah, it's not good, folks. This one's not good. A lot of repeating history is happening right now, and it's bad.
Yeah, so we probably have to, like, talk about, you know, the thing that's happening in America right now, which is there's been ongoing student protests for... I think like probably about 2.5 weeks now at most colleges and universities in the United States. But there have been some really big ones in the New York City area schools, Columbia, CUNY, shit like that. And yesterday they just started bringing in like I would say an amount of cops that you would see in like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Like Bugs Bunny would open up like the back of a paddy wagon and trick a bunch of cops to run in. And like 40 or 50 would run in at once, one right after the other, like in a clown car situation. That's like the amount of deployment we're seeing.
Yeah, I saw the videos of it. It's like you hear the phrase police state and you always think of like this heavily militarized, you know, unbelievably armed force of people wearing just like layers upon layers of body armor. And then you just see that in the United States and you remember, oh, yeah.
Wait like, a second.
Oh, that's just here. I
Hold
forgot
up.
That the cops have this.
Hold
Why
up.
Do they have it?
Wait a minute.
There have been so many just sick things that are happening as a result of this. Like a bunch of like, oh, my God. We are kind of barreling towards a Kent State situation, but it's a bunch of students in tents, like still attending classes and just in their free time going back to the quad and being like, hey, please stop murdering people. And seeing like 10 quadrillion cops show up for that is so funny. Do you see in New York? They brought in, like, what I can only describe as a Decepticon.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
oh
it's literally,
God.
Like, I haven't even seen this. Like, it looks like a tank. Like,
they brought
tank.
The Throngler out there. Like, yeah. Legitimately. It's like, if you haven't seen this, folks, it's like if you put an F-250 in, like, a car creation machine and then just scaled it up, like, 400%. And then where the truck bed is, they've attached... like almost a firefighter style like ladder, but it's like solid all the way through. It's like a contraption. It really is like a fucking contraption. It's like if you gave the kids next door a blank check, you were like, you don't have to build out of like planks of wood and like fish bowls. We will give you access to steel. And
yeah,
like
this is the kind of thing
awful.
That an American would spend $2,500 a month of a monthly payment on.
Yeah, this one might be worth it. I got to be honest.
This is the Ford F. Yeah, this
and
is
you,
the Ford
you
F.
You won't even believe my husband's car.
Oh my God, the husband's driving the F-35. You know, he can't take it out in rain, or it'll void his warranty, Cybertruck style.
Yeah. Oh wait, that's something we could also talk about. They recalled every single Cybertruck, by the way.
I guess we know where they put them to work. They just painted them black, and they were like. Just full speed this into some Columbia students and see what happens.
Oh my, yeah.
That's
where we're at. There's about 4,000 of them.
It's really gross. And I think one thing that's like coming out about this is the demands of almost all these students is to divest from like arms manufacturers, right? And it's becoming clear that like you would think like, oh, like college isn't sponsored by arms manufacturers. And it's becoming clear that every college in the United States actually is funded by like Raytheon.
Funny news.
No way.
No, I didn't know this. They were
I
like,
didn't
no,
either.
I didn't know
it's
either.
Just like, you know, it's one of those things that you didn't know. Like, you didn't know. But now that you know, it's like, yeah.
Well, that makes sense, unfortunately. Yeah.
It's like, they started, they were like, and we want our school to divest from every single entity that profits off the killing of Palestinians. And when I first heard that, I was like, oh, that should be like, you knocked that shit out in an afternoon. And then the numbers came back and it was like, oh, well.
Yay!
Oh man, it's been a rough week to be online. It's been a rough week to be a college student.
Yeah.
I think the most disgusting part of this though is going on, you know, the platform formerly known as Twitter and seeing like 40,000 of those fucking blue check libs in the comments like, so they should just lie down and let them break the rules? So the police are just supposed to let those students sit in a building ad nauseum? It's like, oh, you people really are. Oh yeah. Boy.
It's so funny because like that's kind of what they did, not to be political on this podcast, but it's kind of what they did for January 6th, right? Like the cops were pretty cordial to a lot of those people.
A lot more cordial than they are right now.
Right, right. Yeah. Like
what's going on exactly?
There was like some roughage, you know, some, you know, roughing up people, but it was nowhere near the aggression, of course, these kids are seeing, you know, full grown small businessmen and women and people at January 6th, like storming the Capitol. And they're like, OK, you have to shuffle out now. Like,
yeah. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's OK. Go ahead.
They're like, oh, they're occupying this building. Mustard gas.
Get them out. Like, the building, yeah. Like the fucking journalism building.
Yeah.
Like during final season, these buildings aren't completely empty except for like students who are having a combination study sesh slash orgy in the now vacant classrooms. Like when you and me went to the same college, Danny.
Yeah.
During finals week, we would hole up in the English building and just occupy a room for like 5 days straight, like fucking around,
yes,
like and playing computer games and like using the overhead projector to stream like Birdemic.
Yeah, the
like
entire it, album like, of Little Yachty is like etched into my brain because of finals. And it,
yeah,
and
like
we'd
what
have
you...
one janitor be like, you guys okay? And we'd be like, yeah. And they'd be like, all right, cool.
But no, we must protect the sanctity of the empty building or else the terrorists win.
Since you brought up Twitter, my favorite tweets that I've seen on this where it's like, we must stop Trump from getting elected because we need to prevent the situation that's currently happening right now.
I got to tell you, this upcoming election cycle, I will be voting Joe Biden in order to stop the evils perpetuated by Joe Biden. Someone's got to do something about Joe Biden, and it has to be Joe
to
Biden.
Be Joe Biden.
Yeah, I think Joe Biden can fix this, to be honest.
I will say, I think there's one person who can fix it, and let's just say that she exists in the context of everything that is and will be. She did not fall out of a coconut tree.
Yes!
Yeah! Great!
My police
military
queen.
Junta... Kamala Harris, we will acquiesce to your demands.
As soon
please.
As she goes, the wheels on the bus go round and round. I'm voting.
Kamala, Jack, why are you doing this? It's because Joe Biden, the wheels on the bus go round and round.
We've got the uppers and downers, president and vice president.
We do. We really do. Holy shit. Maybe that was the like the unity ticket all along. Unity between uppers and downers. No, it's been terrible. It's been awful. Did you see, we were talking about right before we hit record, Mayor McCheese, the current czar of New York, being like, yo, these children, they are bringing agitator style bike locks onto campus. It's like, oh yeah, man, I can't imagine anyone riding a bike on a college campus. That shit would be crazy.
Look at this lock.
Yeah, he talked about like the way the lock and chain looked. It's like, this is not the lock of one of our students. This is the lock and chain of a outside collaborator. It's like, it's a bike lock, you fucking knob. What are you talking
about? It's so weird because like, it also, of course, it turns out that they sell exactly this bike lock in the school store. But like,
oh, do they actually? I missed
they
that.
Do, yeah. They do, yeah. It's so strange because like, the cops are so used to just planting shit on people. You know, just say you got a gun, right? We found this AR-15 on a student, you know? They're not even going to do that. They got to pull out the bike lock? Holy. It just seems like if you're going to lie, you should do a better job.
Yeah. And to support this, you know, they posted this on the Washington Post and were like, somehow, even after it was pointed out publicly that the heavy chain and lock found on doors at Columbia University had been promoted by the school for students... to protect their bicycles. They got the picture of this guy holding up chains like, look at this thing.
He's like, on Morning Joe. He brought it like a prop.
Bro, you're...
Now, we understand you have a clip to show us, right? Yes, and I also have this prop that I've brought. It is a Hamas-style lock available only in bodegas in the Gaza Strip.
Hamas actually is in that building.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It you squint your eyes, it looks kind of like a hospital.
Oh, oh man. Oh, my God. Not that one.
You know what? Next up, Reddit time.
Yeah. It's just been hard to be online and made no easier by the availability of freaks like the ones we're going to be looking at today. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Get me out
give
of
me
this.
A freak. Give me a freak.
Get me out of the horror of reality and into the horror of Reddit.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are going to begin with this one. Comes from AITAH, which is, as you know, I like it in that the stories are interesting, but I don't like it in that, like, you do kind of have to be on your toes here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 50-50. We've had some good ones. We've had some bad ones.
This one is AITAH for getting it elsewhere. It here being pussy. Since my wife didn't want to have sex anymore.
Okay. You know, obviously we'll get context for the post, but it's really funny to read. Am I a jerk for cheating on my wife?
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's so funny.
In my defense.
All right, all right.
Let's get into the body and see if he can walk this one back. This comes from Mindless Review 2800. And I think this is their only post. Let me make sure that's true. It would be so funny if they were also put. No, it's this is it. Okay. It says, a few months ago, I posted for relationship advice on another sub, probably r/relationship advice. Basically, my wife has decided unilaterally that we are done having sex. She found out she can't have kids due to a choice she made before we met, and kids apparently are the only reason she was willing to have sex. She's been reading that Andrew Tate tweet.
True, yeah.
She's like, you want to have pee-pee feel good sex, and I'm not into that.
Yeah, I want to have procreation 20 kids sex.
Yeah, this is, I can't have, you know, semen's gross, actually.
Oh, man. I've been thinking about that woman, like, that all week.
Woman, she's so funny.
I hope she finds a nice Aryan husband and then leaves.
No, I cannot.
Oh, God.
All right, yeah.
Continue.
All right, I love my wife, and I enjoy being intimate with her. Gross. But it was making our marriage untenable after 2 years. So I posted for advice. I got support and suggestions on how to talk to my wife, and I tried a lot of it. I also started going to counseling for myself as well. All good so far, but no matter how I approached her about our situation, she would not try to see it from my point of view. Every discussion would end with her crying and screaming in my face, claiming I'm trying to emotionally manipulate her. So I wrote a letter outlining my feelings and asking her to come with me to counseling, to maybe seek it for herself, perhaps to go see a doctor. I was kind and loving in the letter. The last thing I wanted to do was set her off. I worked on the wording with my counselor to make sure I wasn't saying anything too aggressive or anything that could be misinterpreted. She read the letter, then she pulled out a red Sharpie and scrawled across it, "Go get it elsewhere because you are not getting it from me." Then she walked out. I sat there for about an hour, just doing nothing. Then I told myself what I was going to do. We are both fairly successful in our jobs. I'm not super attractive, but I'm fit and I'm a good talker. It took a while, but I have met someone. We started out as friends, but it became physical. I made sure she knew I was married. She is not interested in a relationship, so I guess I am a safe option. My wife found out because I did not try and hide it. She was crying when I got home one night. When I came in, she asked if I was going to leave her. I said no. She asked if I was cheating on her, and I said, well, I was getting sex elsewhere. She said that was cheating, and I guess I don't disagree, but I asked her what she wanted to do. She said I had to stop. I asked her if we were going to start having sex. She said I was an irrational asshole if I thought she would have sex with me after I cheated. I went to my desk and pulled out a photocopy of the letter I wrote with her answer in it. I went to have a shower and go to my room to sleep. When I woke up, she was sitting on the couch and ready to talk. She said that she reread the letter and she realized she had not read it before. She assumed it was just a letter begging for sex. She said she would go to counseling alone and with me, and I had to stop having sex elsewhere. I said I would be willing to pause my friendship until we see a counselor, and that if I saw progress in our relationship, I would break it off. She said she would not agree to counseling without me leaving the other woman. It turned into a fight, so I just went for a run. Before I left, I asked her what would compel her to go to counseling if I stopped having sex elsewhere. When I got back, she did not have an answer. She also could not say our relationship was worth saving. I don't want a divorce, but I am willing to leave over this. I'm 28, and I can't go the rest of my life without sex. She cannot see my side. am I the asshole here?
Wow, this one's hard.
It's kind of a minefield. It is kind of a minefield.
This one's a minefield. Ooh.
I mean,
Danny, why don't you start? You
sure.
Don't start a lot on the first one.
Am I crazy? Or, I mean, he seems very level-headed in everything.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, right? Like, I feel nuts, yep. But I think this guy is taking every slow approach. Like, is this guy listening to the will of the council? He's trying to listen. He's trying to talk. He's trying to do this, that, the other. And, you know, I don't even, what am I supposed to say where you are kind of just being manipulated where, you know, the woman is like, okay, we can't have sex anymore. And you go, okay, I need sex for my relationship. Boom. Right. There's the division. And I want to talk to you. I want to work through it. Here's my counseling. And when you ignore these needs, you know, this is what's going to happen because you're going to eventually break up for one reason or the other. I don't really enjoy the cheating or whatever, but like she has vehemently ignored him, ignored pleas, ignored talks, ignored posts. Like this is what pushes people to this. And he wasn't even trying to hide it. He was very open. He said, he was like, you told me to get sex elsewhere. That's what I'm doing. I want to have sex with you. I want to have sex. Like, it's like the first thing he's like, I want to have sex with you. Well, I don't want sex. And it's like, well, then what? So you are putting this person in this horrible, like, situation. I can't feel bad for him going out to have sex. How could I ever feel bad about that? Of course it's going to happen. And he did it with grace. Like, what? He's not even being like a jerk back. He was like, well, I'm with someone who like I can never really have a relationship with. I want sex. And so I've tried talking about it. And I'm going to tell you I need sex. So I will get it elsewhere because I don't want to divorce you. I love you, but I need sex. So this is the solution until you talk to me.
Yeah, this is one thing that I'm like curious about is how long they've been married. I don't think it says that at all.
2 years.
2 years?
2 years.
Yeah, but it was making our marriage untenable after 2 years. Well, it says it was making our marriage untenable after 2 years of this.
Yeah, wait, was it? That's what I was wondering too. Is it 2 years of no sex?
Yeah, it's 2 years of them not having sex. And
that's crazy.
That is crazy. But I guess I don't know how long like the marriage lasted, but from context, I'm putting together that they were having sex, I guess, fine before this, right? That's the context.
Oh, hold on. I'm looking it up
in
the comments. They've been together for 6 years, married for four.
Okay, yep. There we go.
Been together for 6 years, married for four. The last 2 years, they haven't been having sex. That's kind of the gist of it, right?
I think
that's
so.
That's the quote-unquote timeline. So, like, okay, it seems like they were having sex prior to this, just all of a sudden, cold turkey, no more sex. And boy, like, Danny, I think you hit a lot, like a lot of the nail on the head. I guess what I have to say here is before just, God, I can't really blame him for it because, like, also, like, scrawling the red Sharpie on the letter, it's the most childish shit ever.
Yes.
And also, like, the man is going to therapy. Man going to therapy. Like, come on. We rarely ever see that
that's
shit.
A man
so
W.
Like,
that's a man W.
Yeah, that's a man W right there. And it's like, I don't know. He's like really trying to be mature about how to fix this. And it seems like he has tried multiple different approaches to resolve this conflict. Every discussion would end with her crying and screaming in my face that I'm trying to emotionally manipulate her. Like, I don't, that's what it says in the post. And I'm just thinking like, okay, if every discussion of this ends with a screaming and crying match and one person is trying to calmly resolve this issue, who is going to therapy, and the other person who I am gathering by context is never going to therapy and always resolves the thing in a screaming and crying match. Like, one person is clearly trying to address this situation in a more mature manner, right? that's what it seems like to me. So
I'd agree with you there, Mr. Jordan. But I think that I have a little bit of a different opinion about this than the pair of you.
That's fine. I mean, if you want to, like, I'm open to being wrong about this.
Bend.
Yeah.
Well. You see, unlike you two, I'm a recovering Redditor.
That's true. I can vouch.
I can see between the lines on this one.
Oh, okay.
I do want to start and say, I think the woman here is the larger asshole.
For sure.
I think that she has made a mistake and, you know, the current living situation between her and her partner is not tenable. I think that's pretty unquestionable.
Yeah.
But I think this guy is a huge fucking dick. I think he is a spineless loser. So let's begin at the top here. Why didn't this guy divorce his wife?
That's the thing I was going
to
get to.
Yeah, that's the part that I'm like,
this is the easiest question here. They have not been, you know, enjoying each other for at least 2 years. And he is out here photocopying evidence, pulling out copies of the letter that he wrote in order to, I don't know, insulate his position. Why didn't he just divorce his wife?
That's
like,
true.
Yeah.
That's the number one question. Why is everyone in this situation so fucking spineless? If the pair of you aren't into each other anymore, it's over. You're young. Nut up and leave.
Yeah.
I want to highlight a couple of very specific things that he says in here. Firstly, good that he went to counseling. Good that he's talking to his wife. I appreciate that he wrote a letter. I really don't like this scenario that happens after he starts getting pussy again. He's like, we started out as friends. It became physical. She knew I was married. She's not interested in a relationship. My wife found out. She's crying. When she asked if I was going to leave her, I said no. Answer here should be yes. She asked if I was cheating her on her, and I said I was getting sex elsewhere. She said that was cheating, and I don't disagree.
Okay.
So, like, he knows he's, like, not supposed to be doing this. He just thinks he's been given a pass by this thing she wrote on his letter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I asked what she wanted to do. She said I had to stop. Okay? That's, like, an emotional response from her. Sure. It's like, you have to stop seeing this woman. It's destroying our marriage. He immediately says, well, then are we going to have sex? And it's like, oh, you wanted to get sex elsewhere so this argument could happen and you could argue from a vantage point that was unbeatable.
Yeah,
you wanted
yeah.
to be able to be like, if you want to get back together with me, babe, you got to start putting out. Then she says, you're being an irrational asshole. And he says, guess what? I made photocopies of the letter that you wrote over. And now I will present them to you. That's evidence that you get in support of a divorce filing. Like, yeah. It's not a talisman that you generate in order to win an argument with your significant other. I think by staying with this woman and doing this annoying ass shit, the dude is 100% being an asshole here.
I don't want to be... I know you're a recovering Redditor, so I feel like I just want to put a disclaimer that I feel as a guy who has been in a sort of relationship where I feel looking back on it objectively, I can say, you know, it probably would have been a lot easier for me to have just broken up with my ex much earlier and said, we're just not compatible. But I stayed, right, for longer than I probably should have. Obviously, looking back after like a lot of, you know, my own self-work and worth, like not that I did anything insane like this to my ex, but just in terms of our health and like our relationship. And so I think when you get so deep thick in it, you start to feel like there is no other option and that divorce isn't an option when it is. Like, and marriage is complete and utter failed. Like, relationships are people still married today. Like, they're just like, they're in the worst relationship you've ever watched. And you're like, why don't they just split? Like, kids will look at their parents and be like, why don't they get a divorce? Like, kids say that to themselves. And so I think I would just say to step with caution by saying, like, this guy is such a jerk for not divorcing. I get where you're coming from, and I do agree to an extent. I just say that I think people can get very wrapped up in their poisonous relationships that they can't see the right thing to do.
I want to point something out, because I was not willing to land on a side. And right now I'm still kind of on the fence a little bit, but I was very on the fence when I started talking, just kind of, you know, leaning towards this guy not being the asshole. But something is actually sticking out to me at the start of this, which is basically my wife has decided unilaterally that we are done having sex. She found out that she cannot have kids due to a choice she made before we met. And kids are apparently the only reason she was willing to have sex. So maybe, sure, I'm giving leeway to her now, just like I was to him. It is perhaps that the fact that she can't have kids is very, like, either triggering or traumatizing or very disappointing for her, where she feels like there's no point in having sex. Like, maybe she's just extremely depressed about this thing.
Yeah.
That is causing her not to be able to have kids anyway. So it's sort of spiraling her down into this, like, no libido situation, I guess. I don't know. That I'm making something up here. But I feel like, you know, to Joseph's point, when something like this happens, there's always more going on, right? Now, I don't love, I actually really dislike the fact that she was very against the idea of going to counseling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know this.
Well,
because I
up.
Do get where he's coming from. It's just
she's against the idea of going to counseling, but says, I will go to counseling provided you break it off with the other woman. And he says, why don't we go to counseling? And if it starts taking, then I'll break it off with the other woman.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about the end of the post. I was talking about near the beginning when it's I'll let my feelings ask her to come with counseling, perhaps go see a doctor. That is a little I don't know about the doctor thing. That's also kind of weird. A little bit of a you know, like wanting to resolve this via counseling, and that was like rejected one time. So I don't like, I don't know. I feel like when somebody in a couple is asking, hey, maybe we should go to counseling over this, like that should be sort of a sign that counseling would be good and you probably should start. The thing that really pushes me away from her side here is like the scrawling the letter in red Sharpie, which I do on one hand understand that that is an emotional response. And I don't love that he immediately took that as a hall pass. That does suck.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a lot of points against him to be like, well, she gave it in red Sharpie writing, so I'm going to go cheat on her. Like, that is shit. I'm sorry.
And then made copies.
Yeah, that is also
it's
really
so
fucking
weird.
Stupid. That's so weird. That's so weird. Like, oh, I need to get this as evidence. You're right. That is the more I'm thinking about it, Joseph, the more that is like really shitty. last thing I'll say, I think I have landed at the point where, you know what? Actually, I'll save it for the voting, but I figured out where I've landed.
All right. Do we want to vote?
Do we? Danny, anything more you want to say? Joseph, anything more you want to say?
I just want to say that initial feelings, I think I'm running into the thing where I think Joseph has mentioned this in the past, where the writer of these posts will always coat their posts in a way that makes them look like the kind of either victim hero or whatever. Yes. And I'm trying to not drop into that, because this one is pretty good at writing like, oh, like, look at woe is me, where I am kind of landing more on, dude, what kind of counselor are you seeing that's not being like, I need to, you know, this is
get divorced.
This is not going to work for you, because this is like, I'm thinking about therapy sessions I've had with like my therapist, and my therapist, you know, we've talked about relationship stuff, and she's like, listen, you have to know what your red flags are and really understand them and be clear that this is a red flag, and you either work it through and you find a compromise for those red flags, or there's a deal breakers, I meant. And if it's a deal breaker, it's a deal breaker. Be true to yourself and respect yourself for what you want out of a relationship. And this guy, Joseph, you're right in that he is so disrespectful to himself. He is so like, if you need sex, dude, then that's a flag and you should have split this off, or you should have gone this, because it's just, it's frustrating to watch someone just like debase themselves to be like, well, if she just has sex. I think I was seeing the like Reddit comments be like, why don't you divorce? And like, I don't get it. And they're like, actually, you know, like, I know why. He still wants pussy. Like, he wants to have sex. So he's like, but if I get it, then it's fine.
But if I own her in an argument, then we can, maybe we'll fuck again.
Yes, exactly. Something I didn't see on first go, I think.
All right, y'all ready to run this?
Yeah, okay, all right.
Decision time.
When it comes to this man, you all know that I think he is the asshole. Danny, where did you end up?
Oh, it's a hard one. I think that at first I was leaning towards the guy. It was coded with a lot of good small W's for the dude. Like, oh, he goes to therapy. He's tried to talk to her. But then there's just too many holes in this. And it's so funny because I'm like reading through kind of like the replies of people saying this. And they're all like, none of them are like, oh, you're not the asshole here. But they're all just like incredibly confused, right? They're all confused.
Yeah,
like, dude, what are you doing? This sounded like a post made by like a 40-year-old who still has children. You're 28. What are you doing, dude?
Yeah, that's really true.
I think, obviously, I want to preface this that I think the woman has a lot of shit she's doing wrong, too. And she also has a lot of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is definitely
an asshole.
Sure.
And I want to disclaim that for sure. But I think this guy is just a bit more with after dissecting this a bit more. Like, it's clear that this guy also is like having an asshole competition with her, and he's starting to win. So, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Jordan?
Yeah, Danny, that's a really good way of putting it. He's turning it into an asshole competition where really he should just divorce. And it's like, I don't know. You can't paint it like, but I love her and I want to stay with her when you are
trying to do this shit.
Like, yeah, it's like some people do have open relationships and even open marriages or swinging shit or whatever they do, and they're fine with that. But that has to be like very well respected and understood between both parties, right? Like if you're doing non-monogamy, it needs to be like well understood between the both of you. And this is clearly not that kind of situation.
I mean, he says in the post, he's like, she said it was cheating, and I was like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, like, yeah, I know. It's the biggest thing that, like, it is 50-50 on the asshole side, but where it stops being 50-50 for me is when he takes the emotional scrawled out red Sharpie letter as the hall pass to go have sex with other people. That's not what that is, dude. I'm sorry. Like, you can't do that, take it as photo evidence, and then go start fucking other people. Like, yes, the discussions have not gone well. And if you have an argument like this that is that important to you that you can't resolve, you don't just fucking cheat on her. You either, you talk about divorce, and then if it doesn't get resolved, you get a divorce, right? Like, that's just how this shit works. So, I don't know. That I do know, actually. This is, this guy's the asshole.
Wow, I can't believe we got a 3-0 on that one. That was, I was ready for that to be a 3-0 in the other direction.
You did a good job, honestly.
No, you did a good job. You did a good job. I
while I did come to the conclusion that this guy was a fucking weirdo while reading the original post, Jordan, while you were going down your spiel, I took the liberty of looking at some of his comments. And let me just tell you all, we were 100% correct. He gives it all the way away in his comments.
What happened?
I'm so excited. Do you want to go into some of them? I'm really curious.
Yeah, I will go into some of them. Firstly, let's talk about the post proper. This is the most massaged post I've ever seen. Like, yeah. It almost feels like he is referring to the counseling specifically to beat Redditors in the comments who will say, go to therapy.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He responds to a bunch of people who say, like, you should consider X type of therapy by being like, well, I did go to therapy, so what's the problem there, I guess? Guess it doesn't work for our marriage, huh? But the two things that I do want to highlight are, firstly, a lot of Redditors are like, man, I understand you got to get sex elsewhere, but she thinks that's cheating. It feels like you are really breaking your marriage vows, you know, when you are seeking sex elsewhere. And he goes, oh, really? Which vow did I break? And they go, monogamy? What are you talking about? And he goes, there was nothing about monogamy in the vows that I said. And they go, what do you mean? And he goes, you see, I wrote a slightly different set of vows specifically to exclude the portion that promises monogamy.
Okay, this is good. This is, never mind. She's,
that's
never
right.
Mind.
He editorialized his vows.
No. Okay.
So
right.
That theoretically in the future, they could fuck around. And then the second thing, of course, is, you figured this one out, Jordan. I didn't even see it. Was she made some bad decisions before she met me?
Yeah, well, that one really.
He goes really deep in on talking about it. He will not name what it is, but the way that he talks about it is absolutely disgusting. It's like she was a stupid kid and made some bad sex decisions. And, you know, and people are like, what is it? Like, he's like, unfortunately, it's something that only happens to people who have two X chromosomes. And like, he just keeps talking about it in a weird, strange, cagey way. Every one of these comments of his is giga downvoted. And everyone's like, dude, just either tell us or stop being like weird about it. And he won't do it. He reveals that, like, through some thing that happened, she now does not have the capacity to have children, but he keeps referring to it as a stupid thing she did as a child. And it is not child, but like a young adult.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is weird.
Thank you for this. What a freak.
Yeah. I didn't know this before I came to my conclusion. I promise.
I did not know this. I was like, I took this guy for good faith, and God forbid I listened to a male men hating gene activate.
Like a Redditor.
A Redditor.
I do want to say real quick, the best part is that multiple times in the responses, he links someone the Wikipedia for sarcasm.
Oh, yeah, he does that multiple
times. On that measure alone, he should be shot into a cannon.
Holy shit. Dude. Oh, my God. No,
it's crazy.
I can't believe it.
On first read, it's like, what a kind, empathetic guy seeking therapy. And then you just do some sort of close read, and you're like, hold up. Wait a minute.
This dude sucks. Something ain't right. It's, man, that's so lame. Because now I'm thinking about it, and like, there's just, even when I was talking about it, and even when Danny was talking about it, our two sort of opening statements on this were very like, yeah, you know, like, okay, he's got some good things, yeah, a lot better than a lot of other guys on here, but like,
ew,
like,
oh,
it just felt like there were a lot of questions
part,
and holes
know. And
in
then
it.
Joseph came in and was like, this guy's a loser, and I was like, wait a minute, hold up, yeah, he's right.
Again, I
right.
promise I didn't
Wait,
read the comments first.
Sicko.
I just, ugh, what a freak.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
you ready to move
it.
On?
Yeah, let's move on.
The council has spoken.
All right, we got two easy ones for the for the back
Christ.
Half, so I think you guys are going to enjoy this. This first one's going to begin. My boyfriend, this comes from r/relationship advice, 28 male, didn't buy me, 29 female. I love that we're getting people our
Yippee!
Age, by the way.
Finally.
I think that it's just that they're like matriculating
things
to
I can
Reddit.
Help with.
Like, yeah. Zoomers, the only fights they have are about who has more skibbity riz. And elder millennials, they fight about like how hard they're going to vote for Joe Biden, right?
Which
but
Harry
like,
Potter
our
has
generation. Exactly. Our generation, they go to Reddit. They're like, hey,
Reddit,
Reddit.
Does Joe
Bert
Biden
first
vote
time.
The Aki way?
Shut.
Oh, God.
Fuck off.
What was,
all right.
Oh, where did that come from? You pulled that out of somewhere. Anyway, my boyfriend didn't buy me a boba.
Kill him. Kill this
Murder
guy.
Him.
This
yeah,
guy's gotta
it's
die.
Just, all right, next
no,
one.
Exactly. Yeah, but electric chair.
Look, men out there, you gotta realize every
gotta
woman wants a fun drink. Every woman
they
wants
want
a
boba.
Fun drink.
They want a silly fun drink.
Yep. All right, anyway.
How do I explain to him that I feel like this is yet another sign in a pattern of being inconsiderate? First line. Okay, so
okay,
it's not,
it's
just,
not
the
boba. Just
boba. Let me preface it with that. Yeah,
I
don't okay. worry, lady. We
Do you
already
think
know.
These posts
we
are
tell.
Made with this tagline to grab people.
Yes. All right. Okay. It's a million little things and some way bigger ones. So we moved in 6 months ago. Things are normally chill. We get along. We hang. But I feel like he doesn't think of me. I ask him to do the dishes. He'll leave them for 3 or 4 days molding in the sink until finally my roommate or I do it because it's nasty and it has to be done. There's no forks. I ask him over and over again and he just won't do it. I work from home and he works outside the house, so I have more wiggle room to do chores, so I do more chores. I figured he would compensate by pulling more weight in another area. For instance, he makes 3 times the salary I do. 3 times! But he wants me to pay 50-50 on our dates.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Yeah! Which would be fine if I didn't buy and cook most of our at-home meals and do the majority of the chores. That's not fair. That's not 50-50. He also doesn't pay any of my rent or my bills. When I brought this up to him the first time... He said it because he didn't believe I did that much for him. He thought we did equal
oh
chores
my God!
And equal food buying. I had to start sending him literal receipts and have him compare each of our contributions. I also started sending him lists of things I did every day so he would know what I had done and I had records too. I thought maybe he really just didn't know and maybe he would change his attitude and pick up slack in other areas, but nope, he wants to go halvesies. He does more chores now, but certainly not half. For instance, he'll put laundry in the wash and then ask me to do the folding, which is, okay, listen, I'm not going to get on anyone's ass about this. The folding is the worst part of the laundry.
Correct.
Right? Like by a lot.
You know what's really easy? Having
Correct,
a hamper
yeah.
and just throwing
it
all
put
shit
it
in
the
in.
Washing
it's
machine.
Not hard. It takes 2 seconds. You know what's the hard part?
That's why
Separating,
I don't do any of the laundry.
Folding, putting in the right place back. That's the tough part. You. Oh!
He will buy groceries and cook, but he makes maybe 1 meal for my 4. He'll get takeout at least once a week, which I know is expensive, but that's the cost of not putting in the labor to cook it yourself. Since I put in labor for food and he doesn't, 1 meal of mine is equal to 1 meal of his, in his opinion. But he says since takeout costs more money, it should count as multiple of my meals, which I don't think is fair.
Yeah,
oh,
this guy's awesome.
God. This guy, oh my god.
I recently bought a lot of groceries. I cooked meals. He ate 5 of them. He drank all of my alcohol and all the sodas and juice that I bought. Then he asked me out to boba. The day after I cooked him dinner and he finished off my alcohol, and he had me pay for my own boba. It was $6. And when he bought his own, he didn't tip.
Electric chair.
This man makes six
chair.
Figures. I am feeding him with the food that I bought using food stamps, and he invited me on a date and made me pay after eating my food and drinking
we're
my
We're not even
drinks.
Done with the post.
No, we're like halfway.
Oh my god, there's so much more!
I don't know how to explain to him that not paying for a boba pissed me off. I don't know how to explain why I feel like this, why it's a sign on the highway of consistent disrespect. Every time I try to explain this to him, his solution is to stop doing anything for each other. But in my opinion, that is not a partnership. That is a bad roommate who wants sex. My other roommate who travels for work and has been at home half the time my boyfriend has cleaned the kitchen more than my boyfriend by a significant amount. And on top of that, I had a break to grab coffee in between work sessions. I told him I had 3 minutes before I had to go back. He chose right then to ask me why I was upset. I just told you I have 3 minutes before returning to work. Why ask me a serious question and expect an answer right then? I just told you I'm on a time crunch. I feel like this type of thing happens a lot. It's small, it's subtle, but it's also big. I just don't think he considers others. Edit. We live in a 3-bedroom. We each pay our respective rooms split-wise. We each have our own rooms. I like my girly space. He snores. We split utilities. I do not pay for his rent. He does not pay for mine. Edit. I confronted him. He told me he never asked me to fold the laundry, that I just did it on my own. When I insisted he did say that, his reply was, well, that doesn't seem like something I'd do. Next, he said I'm trying to hurt him by implying he has an alcohol problem and that he, in fact, did take care of the dishes. So I showed him dirty dishes just sitting there, and he said, okay, if I didn't do it, I meant to. I do all these other things, but you're mad about the one thing I forgot. This is like gaslighting, isn't it? I showed him the dishes, and he says, anyway, he starts talking afterwards about how I've hurt him too before, and when he said, and we can talk about that after we address this, he refused to speak to me anymore. Kill,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no,
just
like,
kill?
Okay, see, you know what? I love these, God, Joseph. I love when you bring these posts. Ones to the pod, because it's like, there's just no ambiguity here. We can just fucking hate. And I love hating. I'm a fucking bitch. I'm a bitch.
And I'm the biggest hater. I hate the way you walk. I hate the way you talk. The way that you don't do the dishes.
The way you make me pay for my wheels. The way you make me pay for boba. $6.
It's, no, this dude sucks.
I even hate the way that you tip. But I guess that's just me.
Yeah. It's, you know, God, there was just so much of the post. I wish I could remember where I just, like, I mean, I made the fucking loudest noise ever when I saw it. But it's like when you got a guy who makes so much more than you, and he's like, when we go on dates, you got to pay 50-50. It's like, bro, go fuck yourself. Go take her out on a date. It's just at the core of it. It's just he doesn't want to be inconvenienced by being with you in any way.
Act broke to stay rich, baby.
You gotta hustle to make that money.
I never pay for a bitch's boba.
Nah, this shit's
when,
so
when
ass.
When she said this man makes six figures and that she fed him with the food stamps she uses,
this dude's gotta get,
like,
thrown into the sun.
Oh,
I
my God,
hate this guy.
I think this is numero uno leech. Like, I've never seen someone leech. This is like number one hustler. This guy hustles to leech. He's like a professional leecher.
Yes. Yeah. He's like a huge, he's mooching as a rich man. I guess that's what they all do. But
the point where you make the spreadsheet to show him how many chores you're doing, that's when you got
it. Oh my God. If you're racking up evidence, out.
Jillian and I had a similar disagreement because of wife warfare.
What?
Because we were doing like who does X percentage of the housework. And I was under the impression I do a lot. And she was under the impression that she does a lot. And like, after we got this question wrong. And afterwards, I was like, man, I should make a spreadsheet so I can. And then I was like, no, that's psychotic. like what an insane person would do.
Yeah, that's just insane. Like, speaking of money specifically, I could not wait to get to the point where my wife and I just had a shared account. I don't want to deal with this shit at all. She can spend my money. I'll spend her money. I don't fucking care. I just want the shared account.
I love spending money on my wife. I love going, oh, here's
that's
here's
what
some,
I'm
go
saying.
Go have some,
like,
fun. I love to pretend to be the fucking guy from Pretty Woman. And I'm like, go buy yourself something nice. You know, I think it's nice. It's fun. You know, you don't want to spoil your spouse sometimes.
Come on, it rocks. God.
He's some kind of fucking freak.
Like, and he's got the money to do it, which is fucking annoying. It's like, bro, you make six figures. You can share the wealth a little bit with the person you're living with and banging. Like,
and she's cooking all your fucking meals. I love that she's like, he'll cook. He does
material.
1 to 4.
What the fuck? Oh my God.
It is so, God, I hate men.
Dude
so
is
much.
Reading off
so
like
ass.
An awesome wife who, like, you know, I mean, they're not wives, they're not married, but like, you know,
what a
fumble.
Holy
oh
fuck.
My God. It's the fourth quarter. Tied up, you fumble like this.
There's like so many ways that he could. That's what always happens here. When you have like an extremely successful woman, works, cooks food, like is just very self-sufficient, you know, and doesn't need your ass, you know, she just wants you there. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you're fumbling that? Like, she is trying so hard to be. That's what these arguments are. She's trying to want to be with you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, she's trying to be like, okay, look, here's how you can fix this so I stop being mad. Do the dishes more. buy some shit for me. It's easy. You have the money to do it. Stop spreadsheeting with me.
Even if he is lazy, like just paying for things is the easiest,
yes!
No labor involved thing ever. But I love
just
that he's like,
be less lazy or pay more money. It's fine.
Takeout is more expensive than eating at home. So each one takeout counts for three of your home-cooked meals.
Epic. Bro, get punched
he's
in the
so
nose
good.
Immediately.
He's a
then go yourself
oh
and make
God.
The food, dipshit. I hate you, and you should leave now. Like, come on. That takes 2 seconds to go on your phone and click Uber Eats and get your Uber slave to get your food. Like, don't act like...
Exactly.
The work that she did to cook is, I'm sorry, it's invaluable. Someone cooking is worth more than money can buy.
Well, that's
I
the
know.
Thing is like,
yes,
you expect it's like, oh, well, the principle of gold digging is like you can find like an inconsiderate jerk, but still tolerate him because he's rich.
Yes,
right?
Right.
But this guy isn't, she's not even getting any like a benefit from
yeah,
being
she
with
gets
a rich
bad
guy.
Of both worlds.
Like,
yes.
It's like she's dating a poor
if anything,
guy.
He is gold digging her for attention, for like free
yeah,
meals
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This guy sucks so bad.
Joe Biden, by the way, she's on food stamps here. You got to take her off food stamps and institute a national plan to force her boyfriend to
Thank
pay
you.
For the meals.
Thank you.
All right.
Finally.
Yeah.
I'm sick of these welfare kings profiting off of their independent queens who are on food stamps by... I don't know what he's doing with his money. Is he buying Funko Pops? Like, what the fuck? He's in a fucking apartment. He doesn't own property. He's six figures. He's no property. Won't buy groceries. Like, what is he doing with his money? Is he hoarding
is he
it like a fucking
tie?
Dragon?
Like, literally, I just... like, I understand wanting to save money. I'm a bit of a frugal person myself. But when it comes
food
to, like,
stamps!
Fucking... just, like, just pay for the things!
Could you
like,
imagine... That
How
boba is your like you're at the boba shop and they're like peach oolong tea and milk tea and you're just sitting there and you hear that reverb in your brain, it echoes and you're like, this is it, I'm done, I can't do this anymore, I paid this with my food stamps, I'm gonna jump off a building.
Milk tea, milk tea, milk tea,
yeah.
Milk tea. it's either you leave him now or in 5 years something similar to this is going to happen. You're going to be at like fucking McDonald's with your kid that you guys had and he doesn't take care of. And the kid's going to be like, can I have an ice cream cone? And the dad is going to go, sure, Johnny. Do you have a dollar? And you're going to hear that and you're going to kill everyone in that McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then
just
yourself.
Girly things.
That's the options. You leave now or that happens.
I do like at the end of the post, nah. She's like, if anyone is looking for a roommate, I cook and clean. LMFAO.
Hey, I'm in. I'm in, baby. Nah, I have my own roommate who cooks and cleans. It's Sadie. I actually cook. I've been cooking.
Can you make your famous General Tso's tofu?
I have sunk so many hours recently into trying to get that fucking recipe.
Sad. Are we voting?
Decision time.
Yeah, let's vote. Guys, do you think this guy should be shot
it's
in the head?
Be a tough one,
do you
y'all.
Think this guy
yes,
should
yeah.
be killed
yes,
by firing squad?
Get sick,
think we
sick
should,
the New York NYPD
should we bring back
on
the
him.
Guillotine
Put
for
the
this guy?
Gas on him.
Yeah. I heard this guy was an outside
ass,
agitator.
Dude.
He's got
yeah,
a fucking
bike
lock
on his, on his door. He keeps his girlfriend out with that.
3, 2, 1.
Kill him.
Oh my god. All right.
First death vote via the council.
This guy really made me
Yeah,
mad.
You didn't think we had that kind of power. We're fucking extrajudicial
yeah.
out here.
Yeah.
The council has spoken.
This next one. Okay, so that was a problem that like millennials have. This next one, this is a Gen Xer
I'm
problem.
In. I'm in.
And
yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. This is the ages line up with us, but it is what it is. Am I the asshole? Asks Karma Doll yesterday for having my own secret honey stash.
Oh, I'm a bee? Yes. I think this is really screwed up for bees.
Me, 31M, and my partner, 39F, have just been living together for 2 years now. I like honey in my oatmeal. More specifically, raw honey. Something about the flavor I just adore. So I always bought it, even though it costs a bit more than regular. But it just so happens that apparently she decided this is our honey at one point last year. The little jar that used to last me 2 months went out in 2 weeks of her waffles. I wouldn't mind it if we bought it together, but I have to order it on Amazon because no stores nearby sell the stuff. I didn't want to seem like a cheapskate, asking her to pay me for it. So in February, the next bottle I got, I hid in my desk where I usually take my breakfast. Take my breakfast, British person detected. Yesterday, she happened to caught me pouring it in the oatmeal. She got upset, saying it was childish not to share it and that we are adults. But it is not sharing it if she's taking 80% of it and paying nothing. Today, she came demanding honey for her waffles, and I told her it is my honey. And like out of the bloody British detected meme, she went, our honey. This started the discussion again.
Why can't people just pay for things out of a grocery bill? Like, I just, like, why do these arguments even happen?
Jordan,
this is the, you know what this is?
Go ahead, Joseph.
You know what this is? This is that tweet that's like, how couples argue today. Wife, cool how there's 4 mustards in the fridge in 2018 and none go with my sandwich. Normal world. Husband, wow, it's almost like those are my dipping mustards and aren't meant to go on sandwiches, but okay, go off. It's literally that. It's the same argument. It's just about honey. Oh, wow, it's almost like that's my raw honey that I buy special for my oatmeal and not honey meant to go on waffles, but go off, I guess. It's just like the bloody meme.
You know, Jordan and Joseph, have you ever gone out with your significant other and, you know, you're like, you know, you take them out for dinner or something and you're like, oh, well, I got it, you know, babe or whatever. And you pay for dinner or something, or maybe the groceries or something. Right. And next up, you know, you go out to do something and you're going to pay again. And they go, no, no, honey, you got dinner. Let me handle this. And you go, oh, okay, sure.
Oh, but I always strong arm her. I always go, oh, yeah, yeah. No.
You know, you play this fun game, you strong arm her. But maybe once in a while you let the wife or you let the husband pay or you let your partner pay. And it goes like this. Mm-hmm. So why is it when it comes to the honey, this stuff, it's not, oh, sure, would you mind picking up the this then or that or the other? Like, I just can't fathom. I'm right back to what Jordan said. Why is it so hard to talk about the grocery bill? Why is it so hard to just say, oh, it's a little expensive. You mind if you buy coffee for me, or you buy the grinds, or you do this for me or whatever? Or you know what? Like, maybe there's something else that she can do that, you know, you can scratch your back, scratch mine. Like, it's just how humans work.
Look, I got it. I think I figured it out. I think some people just weren't taught how to share.
Absolutely correct.
As a kid.
Only
you know?
Child syndrome.
Yeah. Some people just never were taught how to share things, you know? So they just like grow up with the brain of a 4-year-old in that one specific like situation. But also, this is, I think about why the divorce rate is so high. And this is like the thing that sticks out to me. It's literally just like, oh my God, just buy extra honey and pay for it out of the shared grocery bill. Do you not have a shared grocery bill? Are you even... like, you've been living together for 2 years. You say it as like the first line of the post. Just get a shared account for some money. I just, please.
Nope, I have to Tom and Jerry hide my honey away. And then I have to strong arm my partner by saying, well, you better share or else it's all ours, you stupid idiot. And like, nope. Actually, you have to Tom and Jerry style chase me for this honey.
You know what? Actually, fuck this. I'm going to be a part of the solution. Dear listener at home, this is how you do it. Okay? I get that getting a shared account is like a very personal thing. It is a huge step in a relationship, but eventually you're just going to have to fucking do it. Otherwise, you're going to have arguments like this. All right? So this is what you do.
Notes.
You have like a different bank, or like you get like a new credit union or something. You just you have specifically for your shared account. All right. Or maybe you want to do it at a credit union you already go to, or a bank you already go to. I don't fucking care. Just a different bank account. All right. When you have a job, okay, when you are employed, I hope some of you listening are, okay, some of you get this. When you're employed, you can separate your paycheck between 2 bank accounts. So you talk with your partner, you talk about the amount of money that you make and the percentage that you want to split to have some go to your personal account for whatever the fuck you want to spend it on. And some go to your shared account. And your shared account is what you buy the fucking groceries from. And, like, pay rent or the mortgage or whatever. This is not hard!
Bro, is Yogi Bear writing this post? Like,
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I want to pick in a capacity. This is okay. Wait, I will say I get being upset at people taking your special treats. Like, God knows there's plenty of these fucking things that Jillian buys that if I eat them, she'll be like, I'm going to kill That's you true. In real life. But she says
said
to
this
me
to
in
me
real
too.
Life.
I can vouch.
People like their little special treat. But I think you just have to talk to your spouse. You just have to be like, hey,
please.
Just so you know, this type of honey isn't like normal honey. It's like super expensive. Let me get some like regular honey for like waffles and shit. Why don't
they
like, just
say
that? Does
she even know?
Why is that sentence
too
hard to go?
Does she even know? Right? Like, does she even know how expensive it is? Like, have you talked to her? Kill you!
It's just like, or just say, hey, this is expensive, and if you want to use it, that's fine, but we need to buy more out of the shared account! Oh my God, I'm screaming. I don't understand these people. It's like people just grow up not knowing how to resolve conflict. It's because they're Redditors and they're online all the time. That's it.
I don't know. Like, you see conflict online if you're on Reddit. I think maybe they thought, like, unfortunately, I couldn't think of an epic meme to. I mean, that's actually his thought process. He says in this thing, she said just like the meme. He's like, I can only communicate if it's through fucking image flip.
Look, impact font.
Yeah, these
are honey.
Hate these people.
There
hate
should be like
I
there should
hate,
be a
hate.
There should be a national program where, like, if you have this argument, let's say 10 times total over the course of your marriage, you are forced to get divorced. Like, they send a SWAT team over to your house and they're like, sorry, that was number 10. They show you a punch card and then they make you leave each other and not like get with anyone else either. It's like now you two have to go to like a gated village where you're never allowed to fuck anyone ever again.
Yeah,
we can't,
you're celibate
we can't risk that.
Now.
Yeah. You
this
have
is,
to join the
this
the
is
nunnery.
Forced celibacy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Or you know what? You hit the 10th punch on the argument about the fun little treat, stupid shit. And then you just dissolve into
just
dust,
die.
Like
yeah.
the fucking Thanos snap. You just cease to exist. You go, so you don't have to burden anyone else
last
with this
words
stupid
are like,
shit.
My honey.
Mr. Stark, they should have pasteurized this shit. Oh, you go to the papacy and you're like, what are you in for? And it's like, oh, well, I just had a really strong belief in God. He spoke to me and I knew I had to dedicate my life to him. What about you? Yeah, so my wife had this honey, and
I couldn't, you know, it's like my favorite, and she took it, and it's like, I didn't want her
I didn't
to
want
have
her
it,
to
it's
have.
Expensive. I love, I'm sorry, I so love the little mini reasoning he gives to himself of like, well, I paste the honey for months, and it lasts so long, and then when she has it, it's gone in 2 weeks, like...
That's because she likes
it. Say something.
It's good. She enjoys.
I'm sorry. Like, the worst case scenario for this guy is my wife also likes my treat.
Like, I. Oh, dude. Can you even take it as a compliment? Like, you can't spin this positively in any way. Like, she's complimenting my taste that I have for like, oh, yes. You know, I like raw honey. It's good. It tastes better. And she's like, oh, damn, this is really good. Yeah. It's like, okay, do you want to buy more of it? Like, why does it immediately become an argument? I'm going to kill this guy.
I feel like a lot of the Redditor comments say like everyone sucks here. And while I understand it, I really can't deal with this Tom and Jerry ass guy who is like,
no, not everybody sucks here. She wants the honey. You live together
yeah,
for
yeah,
2 years.
No, you're right. You're preaching to the beehive, bro.
All right. I just want to say, I think this is a fundamentally different problem than the girl that eats all the treats and like won't contribute to the grocery bill.
Oh yeah, the other
whatever.
Girl we got,
because,
right?
Or? Yeah, that one was like everything. And this is like one thing of honey that you are also still using, and that, to my understanding, I don't think like she's opposed to paying for it. You're just like hiding it from her.
Am I the asshole for being
a cartoon character?
Am I the asshole for being a fucking asshole?
I have a fun homework assignment after we vote.
Yeah, for the benefit of Jordan's blood pressure, we need to vote real quick.
Yes, please. Please, God.
Decision time.
All right, when it comes to Winnie the Pooh, is he the asshole? 3, 2, 1. Yes. Talk to your fucking spouse.
The council has
spoken.
Okay, so all of you now have to click on the Amazon link and see how much the honey is where you're at. And we all have to say it.
Is it like $30? Dog, this shit
is... This isn't even that much. Okay, it's expensive, but it's not that expensive.
He's getting it from Whole Foods, and it's $10.99 where I am.
It's $15.99 where I am.
It's like... Oh, 19 shit. Where I'm at.
Oh, my
Whoa.
God.
Whoa. Okay, Joey. Actually, hold on.
Hold on. Is
Maybe
that
he
right?
was right.
Fuck. There's another button that says $71.
Yo.
What? Hold on.
No. Okay. Wait, hold on.
No,
I
changed
if
my
I pick
price.
It up at Whole Foods, it's $14.
No, it's.
Okay. Okay.
It's $19.
Okay.
My bad. It's $19.
I would torch my marriage over $20 for sure.
Like, I just. Right? Like, Can you give nothing?
It's so funny because like this could have been just like anything else, right? What if it was like a bottle of wine or like, oh, an expensive treat like you guys get, like a chocolate or something. I don't know. Like cheese, expensive cheese. It doesn't matter. It's just so funny that something so basic as honey and it's like, oh, no. I like the $20 honey and now I have to hide it under my cupboards and in my storage container, and if she touches it, I kill her.
This is different than the bottle of champagne
yes.
situation, right? Because the bottle of champagne is like, I bought it, it's special, I'm not opening it up either, like I'm saving it for an occasion, please don't open it, and he just fucking does it anyway. It's not like he's respectfully asking her to not take the honey. He's like hiding it from her like a fucking dragon
yeah,
hoarding
like
honey Winnie the
it's
Pooh
so,
dumbass.
It's like he literally says this is just like communist Russia. Like when I have to share my
Jesus
honey.
Jesus Christ, just the solution here. There's so many different, you know what? I can't do this.
Yay.
Get me out of here. I'm gonna scream about this for hours.
Okay? Bye everyone.
Whew, bye.